8 weeks ago, I went back to Florida on a Friday, and I sat down and met with the officials from the Department of Health from Florida. I met with leaders from Puerto Rico on the health sector. I met with doctors that live in Miami-Dade County and also officials of Miami-Dade County. They're freaked out about the Zika thing. I don't know any other term to use. If they're freaked out, then I'm very concerned about it as well. And that's why I do support fully and immediately funding this situation, and I've asked our colleagues to do so as quickly as possible. I want to speak briefly about the Florida experience with this, and there's two things that are deeply concerning, and then I'll speak about some of the things we should be doing. First, the summer months are upon us. Anyone who's been in Florida in the summer, particularly, summer's already started basically in Florida if you go outside. The spread of mosquitoes as a threat virtually everywhere in the state is just massive. It's just a way of life. And the notion that there is this very deadly disease that we're still learning about, by the way, right? Just a few weeks ago, they said Zika, well, Zika only impacts a small population of people, a very significant population of people. We're learning that this disease impacts whoever it touches. First of all, you don't have to be symptomatic to spread it. There are multiple ways. In Florida alone, we've had at least two cases of transmission, sexually transmitted. By the way, it's just a matter of time before someone in Florida gets bit by a mosquito. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of days, weeks, hours before you'll open up a newspaper, turn on the news, and it's going to say someone in the continental United States was bit by a mosquito and they contracted Zika. And when that happens, then everyone's going to be freaked out, not just me and not just the people that work for the health department in Florida. This is going to happen. There's just way too many mosquitoes to avoid it. The second is that Miami-Dade County in particular, but a lot of Florida, is a transit point for all of Latin America. So, for example, one of the places most impacted by Zika is Brazil. Well, this summer, there's an Olympics in Brazil, and there are going to be hundreds of thousands of people that cross through Florida to get to Brazil and back on top of the normal number of travelers. It is just a matter of time. It is not a question of if, it is a question of when. So I look at this from the Senate perspective and say, we are going to fund this. We are going to spend money on Zika in Washington, D.C. Number one, because we should. It is the obligation of the federal government to keep our people safe. And this is an imminent and real threat to the public safety and security of our nation and of our people. So the money's going to be spent. And the question is, do we do it now, before this has become a crisis, or do we wait for it to become a crisis?